Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame, how will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Good morning, everybody. Sandra Golden here. Steak is on his way in. Don't freak out. He's coming. Calm down. He does V103. So it gives me 2 seconds to talk about NASCAR before he gets here, so don't change the channel. So, you know, the morning shift, Mike and Bo and Allie are all heading down now to the Echo Chamber for NASCAR this weekend. And I am so excited because they are giddy, Steak. Like, what's going on with that show? And the, you know, it'd be like if you were about to go with your boys down to the Celtics game or, you know, the Fenway, and it's a whole big thing. Did you hear them all? Like, they're packing up now. They're heading down. It's going to be so good.
That's going to be fun radio. And by the way, since when do they get off right on time? Because, like, I was just doing V103. And I was like, oh, 9:03 will be the earliest. But thank you for the last few seconds there. I was talking about OTP over at V103 OTP. I love a good road trip. We all, you know, we had our best shows over the years when we got to do road trips, you, me, and Finn over the years. And
it was just like traveling. We were talking about yesterday with that club tight end university. When you're together
with your
people, it's a good thing.
Why are you so dressed up today or looking elegant?
I don't think I am. I've got to head back to the lake. I've got renters and 4th of July weekend. Like, so it's like this is our Super Bowl. This is our second Super Bowl after the Masters is 4th of July at the lake.
They do the week. So the week, 4th of July is next. It's a week from tomorrow.
It's a week from tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I'll be up in New England. We got a big July 4th party.
Your birthday. Excited for your birthday party.
Well, I'll be back here for that. Are we working together July 9th?
Yes, we are.
Are you here?
Yes.
All right. We got that going on. Then
I've got strippers coming in. I'm super excited.
There was a day back in the day.
Now it's just a waste of time.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying the old radio station, that was part of the promotion.
Sure,
like,
yeah.
Cheetah was an advertiser. And it's like, we want to have our girls on. Let's just say it wasn't exactly whatever the Marconi award-winning interviews. Like, literally, they'd be like, yeah, we want to have a couple of our girls on. Like, yeah, see, the way it works with those ladies, they're not exactly known for their, you know, great orators,
the
right?
The gift of gab.
Yeah, they have other attributes. But like,
no, Mike Bell interviewing strippers was one of my favorite things I ever witnessed in studio. Because you guys lose your mind. First of all, y'all can't even form a sentence because it's like your brain goes and takes a detour, like abort mission. Like,
well,
now we just are going to stare at hot women.
They probably hadn't gone to sleep, right? They're doing morning radio.
The hosts or the strippers.
I mean,
Mike Bell
touché,
or the strippers.
Or myself, right? Yeah, there was some. But they would roll in and it'd be like, Okay, and they didn't really understand. They weren't in on the joke. It probably wasn't very nice, but Mikey.
No, glitter looks so good all over you guys. Yeah. So good.
No, but we literally did. Like, there was
I remember.
There was no video. There was no. It's one thing if you thing if you have, like, now with the social media where you're doing cuts and you have, like, 30 second cuts. Like, okay, we'll get strippers. Guys are going to go on a. But there was just their voices. And it's like, what are we talking about? Like, hey, you must be concerned about this. Ukrainian war continues, and is there a way out? Or, hey, how'd you feel about Trump's move the other night with
Anyways, is right.
Well, lots to get to, obviously.
Yes,
to say the least. And
are you giddy about the Hawks? Or you feel good about last night?
I just, you know, sports is subjective, right? So you can argue either side. Hopefully, the beauty of our show is like we're pretty comfortable saying, you know, both can be true or not. You know, there is no absolutes, but I've never felt more comfortable arguing on behalf of the Atlanta Hawks to anybody that dare wants to step up right now. I think I saw a text from Chris Thomas Turtle saying, how are we trying to get better now when we're trading back 10 picks? We didn't go from 3 to 13. We went from 13 to 23, and you could make a real case. What's the kid's name in Maryland? Derek Lamb?
Queen.
Derek Queen? Sorry, Derek Lamb was another.
Oh, by the way, the future MVP of the NBA, Derek Queen. That's because, well, by the way, this is what happens to the Hawks. See Pau Gasol, see Luka Doncic, which are, you know, they walked away with the Atlanta Hawks hat, nightly trades.
Okay, that.
Woo!
Sandra, those were top five picks. Luka Doncic was
the third pick. A little tongue in cheek here, but I'm not going to say I didn't think of it last night. So the Pelicans are getting smoked. Three different sites.
How do you? Yeah, go ahead.
Three different sites are like, what did the Pelicans just do?
If Derek Queen is not a first team All NBA rookie,
it's a fail for them, right?
Do folks understand? And I'm not trying to talk down that the Hawks get the highest pick of the Bucks and Pelicans. They're not good basketball teams. The Bucks may trade Giannis and be an absolute lottery pick. The Pelicans just got rid of their big guard, and they're going to trade Trey Murphy, and like they're not in, and they're talking about moving Zion Williamson possibly as well. It's not like the Pelicans are in the hunt in the Western Conference. The Hawks went down 10 picks to get a guy they liked anyway in Ace Newell, and they could literally have the number one pick in the draft next year, or two, or three. Like, people don't understand.
So it's not protected.
It's not protected.
Y'all, that's the big deal, right, Joe? Hi, Joe. Good morning.
Good morning, Sandra. Yeah, I mean, it could be a better pick next year than what they had this year.
Right.
You know, higher pick than 13.
It should be.
Right.
I mean, if it's close and you're like, well, it's the 10th, then it really comes down to, you know, the kid the Pelicans took versus the kid we took, and it could be close. But you have a shot in the as the ping pong balls or whatever you want to call them. Like, we just saw the last 2 years, the Hawks got the first pick with a 3% chance. Dallas got the first pick with a 2% chance. We're going back in the lottery. I don't have any scenario that the New Orleans Pelicans are a playoff team, which means they're in the lottery. I don't really have a scenario where the Bucks. I don't think without Dame Lillard, they weren't good this year. They don't have Lillard. They're trading Giannis possibly. So now you move from a 13 to a 23, which anything out of the top 5 to 8 picks is a crapshoot. You give up a 13th pick to go get Ace Anula 23. We'll talk about him a little bit later on. And you could pick top 3, top 4, or number 1. Nobody over there at the Hawks or anybody around the league can really figure out why New Orleans in rebuild mode would get out of next year's lottery. But they are out of it.
Right.
And the Hawks, if they're not out of it, then they can take the Bucks pick. But whatever one's higher, they have. Porzingis, what did we give up? I'm glad that, you know, folks are like, you got damaged goods. Okay.
Yeah, I was watching the national shows, as you guys probably were out there listening, the national shows, the PTIs, and all the chalk shows. They are not high on Porzingis and his availability.
Yeah.
And I believe the line was, oh, good for the Hawks. You're going to get him like 8 games next season.
Okay, that's cute. But the fact is, you could have said that in Washington, where he had a huge year, scored 25 a game, which is why Boston wanted him. And how do the Celtics feel about Porzingis? He was everything they hoped for the most part. Would they elect him healthier in this year's playoffs? Yeah, he got a virus. But Did he help him win an NBA title? Absolutely. Porzingis is a hero in Boston. He comes here in exactly the same situation. And it, again, what did you give up?
Right.
You don't have a chance to change the future of the franchise without making bold moves. So, you know, they're making bold moves.
And with Porzingis, it's like, you know, it's not like he missed all that time in Boston because he, like, popped an Achilles or had a chronic knee injury or something. It was a, it was a viral infection.
Yeah, so for this year, yes.
You would think, yeah, for this year. He's obviously had other injuries.
He's a gimpier player, right?
Sure.
We talked about it because he's slight and everything. He's a gimpier player.
What does that mean, gimpier? Go one step further.
It's just, you know, when you're 7'1 and you're not muscle bound necessarily, you just watch him play. He always feels like he's one step away from bending a knee the wrong way or doing something. I mean, it's just, you know, he's injury prone. You know, he's the guys that size probably are. But what did you give up, right? What did we pass up the future of the franchise in Terrence Mann and Georges Niang?
Exactly. Not at all.
So we're trying to be bold. Okay.
We are bold.
And if it doesn't work out, you're not stuck with him. You know, he's off
right.
the books.
Right, he's $30 million off the cap. The Atlanta Hawks are going to have more money than anybody in the NBA next year if they don't want to sign Porzingis and they decide what they want to do with Trey and everything else. So I don't know. Have you seen the Eastern Conference who just went to the finals? Is the Pacers roster that intimidating? Is the Knicks roster that intimidating? I mean, listen, the trade last night, New Orleans, God bless you. You must have wanted that kid really bad at 13. And they did.
The queen.
Yeah.
They wanted Derek the queen. Derek the queen.
Because.
I'm so glad our friend, the voice of the Pelicans, Graffinini, is over in Europe. Maybe he hasn't
seen
this
How have we not
yet.
Heard from him
listen,
yet?
Listen, because I think he's deep in a ditch somewhere crying.
Well, so he's been texting us nonstop about all
beautiful
these other things
pictures,
in
and he's having a good
Ireland,
time.
But, yeah, I mean, this is how you move forward. So I can just tell you, my friends at the Hawks are like, I don't really get it, but we feel really good. And I feel the same way about the Porzingis move the day before. So let's do some more 9 at 9.
Steak mentioned it yesterday. The Mets were going to get one of these. Like, they were due after, I believe, 1-11 in their last 12 games.
Yeah, I kind of felt like that was the pick yesterday. If you know, it's not, you don't want to bet in a team 1-10 too often. But I was like, if there's a time to bet the Mets, it's probably tonight. And Juan Soto is as much heat as he's taken in New York. What has he got, 19 homers now? He has two more homers.
I think he has a 12 in the month of June. Yeah. Okay. Didier Fuentes last only 3 1/3, gave up 6 runs, 8 hits. Juan Soto's getting hot. You can get hot. Great couple of defensive plays, one by Jeff McNeil, which was the number 8 overall in SportsCenter Top 10. Robin Marcell Ozuna, that 2-run home run in the first. And then Michael Harris back out there and robbing in the 8th inning, I believe, which would have been a 2-run home run as well. So the moral of the story is get it tonight and win 3 of 4 in New York, and we're good to go. We got Grant Holmes and Griffin Canning going 7-10 first pitch. And the big news, I was watching SportsCenter, L. Duncan had the interview with Ronald Acuna, and Ronald Acuna says, I will be participating in the Home Run Derby. So I am excited about that. Great article in the AJC today, why Ronald Acuna should be the favorite hometown hero. How do you feel about it, stake him in the Home Run Derby?
I love it for the fans. I love it. I get nervous, which is probably stupid. Like, you know, don't pull something. Don't go too hard. Don't embarrass yourself. I don't like him necessarily to win a contest like that either. I don't know how Bo feels about it, but it's great for the Monday night.
Absolutely love it. This is exactly
as what long we need.
Go in there and win. Go in there. Don't go get beat by Pete Alonso again. Let's put Pete Alonso out.
I will say this. I think it is the tougher ticket of the week.
100%.
I'm hearing the folks are asking me for tickets or asking for Home Run Derby. You feel the same way about Monday night?
Oh, that hearing that is news to my ears. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
We'll be open all day Monday, all
day Tuesday.
I was going
to ask you, are you open more hours? How does that work?
Not necessarily. Okay.
Think about for Bo, who works in the Truist Club, guys, by the way.
Sorry.
These events happen at like 8 o'clock at night, so we'll probably, gates will probably open around 5 or so, right around there.
You're going to have more hours because the thing goes till after
'cause every
11.
Other year, I'm just off this entire like 4 or 5
yeah,
day stretch. Now we have stuff on Saturday, Monday, and Tuesday.
If you gauge your year by year to date. That's how restaurants do it. How did we do this date last year? How did we do July 4th week last year? That's how restaurants measure their business.
Yeah, that's right.
He had no revenue for 4 days last year. And now you're going to have...
Well, now, and they're here July 4th weekend. Then the following weekend is All-Star.
Dude, do you know how much you're going to make?
Yeah, I have an idea based on what we did in the playoffs.
Home Run Derby.
That's so great. Yeah.
Home Run Derby, those seats. Think about bringing your kid to the Derby where you're sitting right behind where both set up.
Yeah.
How big is that going to be? And Ronald Acuna stepping in there.
You want to talk about winning the night?
That is going to be awesome.
And I also, public service announcement, I don't have tickets. I can't get tickets. The Braves don't, they are not overseeing tickets here. This is a Major League Baseball event. I cannot get you tickets. Period. Maybe State can.
I would say this, the way Taylor Swift tickets, not the same level, easy, at the Dome, for a 10-year-old kid, for his dad to get him tickets to see Acuna in the Home Run Derby, right?
Freeman back in the building, you guys, too. I know Steak doesn't like him because he cries, but I'm excited for Freddie to be here.
No, I don't like him because we didn't bring him back, and we should have. That's 100%. What I don't like. All right, we got to go to break. When we come
good,
back.
Because I can't talk about Atlanta United at all.
Mike Conti is not.
He's not a happy guy. That Twitter rant, I was like, I'm staying out of his way today.
When we come back, I've seen Ace Sanul up close. What are we getting in him? And Hawks fans. Do you understand this is how you change the franchise? Sports Radio 92.9. All right. You want to talk a little basketball? We're going to make Sandra have to deal with it one more day. 404-726-0929. I dare somebody. I dare them. You know me. I don't take this stuff too seriously. But I dare you to try to explain why the Hawks didn't make two absolutely great moves the last 2 days. Absolutely great moves. And listen, we will see about, what is it, Derek Queen?
Mm-hmm. The Queen.
Yeah.
404-726-0929 if you have any thoughts comments.
There's 12 other teams that felt that there were better players than Derek Queen. He didn't go number one overall. He went 13, you know. So also, how big is the future for Cooper Flagg? I would say, Sandra, keep your eye on that. He could be one of the biggest superstars.
And the Duke guys go in the world. Top 10. All three go top 10.
We wanted – you got the pronunciation on him? I'll let you do it, Smoking Joe. On the center, the African center that Duke had, I think he goes 10.
Yeah.
That's what the Hawks really wanted, but everybody wanted that guy. I mean, that guy is – a huge
that was a cool moment. His burst into tears.
Him.
That was, yeah.
About him talking about how his parents taught him how to be a good person. Mm-hmm. His parents taught him how to, you know, be respectful and appreciate everything in life. And teams fell in love with him. But you can't trade up to get a guy like that. Even if you offered 13 and 23, we got a guy at 10 we want. You got the name there, Mr. Joe?
You got it is. Kaman Malawach.
Yes, well done. Malawach. That's a
Google's
lot of
a friend.
A lot of guys wanted him as well. And then the Hawks get Ace Anu, which we'll talk about in a second. I saw him live, I think, two or three times.
Right.
Likes him a lot. Great shot blocker. But listen, you're not a shot blocker at 6'9 or 6'10 in the NBA. That's why he's at 23. So he has big guy skills, Sandra. He's great with his back to the basket. He's got a beautiful jump hook shot. The game, remember, they beat Florida, right? Isn't the Florida win the one that got him in the tourney, essentially? He is a great college player and would have been great if he stayed. The problem with him, why he goes to 23, is because they're bigger in the NBA, and you need to be able to go out and hit threes and, you know, show a little more flexibility, which is why he's on the bottom end of the draft, even though he's a very big talent, like you were saying, Sandra. Ansi Sala, though, says why they liked him. Sandra did tell you earlier in the week. Kept asking me about Ace Newell, and I was like, why do you keep asking me?
And let me back up to December when we were started getting into college basketball and Ace Newell was on, you know, you're talking about Georgia's win and they're looking good. If you go back and look at those NBA drafts, I want to say, Stake, he was as high as 6 and then fell. Obviously, the play goes on and other players kind of really, their success led them. But that was, we were having that conversation back in December.
Yeah, so... Here is Ansi Saul last night after the pick explaining what they liked about him.
Yeah, he plays hard as hell. Like, if you guys have watched him this year, like, Asa is just an unbelievable competitor. He, if you watch him play or get up and down the court, screening, his intelligence, spacing, respacing, like, the things that he does impacts winning. Like, people could just look at scoring and box score, stuff like that. But the guy, he really helps with winning and creating a culture of winning for your programs.
Yeah, I mean, nobody had him dropping to 23, which is good for us, not good for him, but he stays in Atlanta. Here he is talking about trading backward. When you're at 13 and you're trying to build, do you really want to go back 10 picks?
It was really hard to give up that pick at 13. Like, that's a lottery pick. Just given the context of where we're at, and it just made sense to do something like that just for different purposes when it comes to roster building and things like that.
Here's Asa Newell saying he knew the Hawks were interested, and I think he probably thought 13 was the spot.
No, I definitely had a feeling. It's a team that I really wanted to go to. And, you know, just being a kid from Georgia, and, you know, it means a lot coming back to the city, you know, trying to be that hometown hero, you know, going to the University of Georgia and now going right up the road to the, you know, to the Hawks, you know, growing up as a Hawks fan, having a Kyle Korver jersey, you know, it's a blessing.
Here's more Asa Newell last night, what he brings to the Hawks.
Yeah, you're going to get a lot of contagious energy on the offensive side and the defensive side. I'm elite at rim running, spacing the floor with my three-point shot, and also being able to guard multiple positions. I can take a smaller defender in the post and, you know, take a larger matchup off the dribble.
So three-point shooting is a weakness. You got to be able to shoot the three in the NBA. Mm-hmm. A little bit of a tweener position. I'm looking at yesterday, the AJC had him going 12 to the Bulls. SB Nation had him going to the Pelicans at 23. The Athletic had him going to the Heat at 20. Mm. And then it was ESPN had him landing with Brooklyn at 19. So not totally far off from where we kind of projected. But again, the big news is
Jay Billis very high on him in the pregame show. I don't know if any of you guys were working. He was one of the top five players that were going to go outside of the top 10. He had him listed at number two, the best player outside of the top 10 with more potential. So I thought that was pretty good.
All right. You want to talk about it? 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. We heard about Cooper Flagg 3 years ago. At least, you know, most folks that follow basketball, you're like, there's a white kid from Maine that is ridiculous, right? Then he has his senior year. I think he goes to a prep school. They absolutely dominate. Last year as a freshman, you can't have a better freshman year at Duke. Not possible. Almost gets to the national title. Does not happen. I watched him here live. They had that tournament with Michigan State and Duke and Kentucky, and that was really, really early, but you could see it. Sandra, he exceeded all expectations, and he is going to be one of the biggest stars in the world. Yeah. That's what he is, because the NBA is an international sport. So for him to land where he does not, I heard the guys talking, he does not have to be, listen, man, you're number one overall. You need to score 20 a night. No, he doesn't, because Anthony Davis is there, and Klay Thompson is there, and Kyrie Irving is there. That's a great spot for a number one. I mean, that is a – you didn't end up in Washington. Mm-hmm. You didn't end up in, I don't know, Utah or somewhere in New Orleans where they expect – you know, like Zion Williamson came there. He's been a bust. Now, for a lot of reasons, his own and his shape. But, I mean, like, you were expected to take over. Cooper Flagg's not expected to take over. And I think Stephen A. Smith thinks that with him, that the Dallas Mavericks are the best challenge for – the Oklahoma City Thunder that there is in the Western Conference. So Cooper Flagg, man, it just all fell into place for him. You got to watch him very closely. Ace Bailey, if you guys heard all that stuff going on, Joe, with Ace Bailey, local saying, did not work out for any team, did not interview with any team, had a list of the teams that he would like to be drafted by, which is Sandra Golden would say, that's adorable.
Cute.
Yeah. Utah wasn't on the list. And Utah takes him, drops to 5. It will be interesting to see how that plays out. Again, we've said this many times before, and Shedeur Sanders is the best example. What do we call metriocracy, whatever the word is about the NFL and the NBA?
Meritocracy.
Thank you. It's very simple. Like, you have no say. Your daddy can be Deion Sanders. You can say, I'm not going to work out for teams. You can threaten. You can this. Guess what Shedeur Sanders didn't say? I'm not going to the Browns as a, you know, as a late, late pick because you have no leverage.
Yeah.
And Ace Bailey thinking he had any was ridiculous. Actually, it's a good place for him in Utah overall, but he didn't want to end up. They want to end up in Washington, New Orleans, or I forget where else he said. But that was an interesting play by his agents. We'll work out for nobody, and we'll interview with nobody. So, you know, another thing you would say, how did that work out?
Yeah, how'd that work out?
Not
for
so
you?
Good. Mm-hmm. But is somebody like you who is a margin, not a marginal, because you do this for a living. I mean, you're definitely a Hawks fan, and we've been to games. But, you know, it's not on the passion level of certainly the Braves and the Falcons. Are you more intrigued now when you're at home with Larry to turn it on?
Yeah, absolutely.
To see Porzingis. And
I raised my hand. I was watching Asa Newell, mostly Rusty, and he's a dog, and he's right down the street.
Right.
So, yes, the answer is
so
yes.
So to see Asa Newell and to see Porzingis, hopefully he's healthy
so
enough.
So listen to this.
And Risa Shea.
Trey Young tweets at Porzingis yesterday, welcome to the A. And then he just retweets, quote tweets this morning, let's go, Trey Young. Kristaps Porzingis does.
Love it.
So, I don't know.
Dude, he's got such a great personality.
But we're better today than we were at the end of last season at your pathetic 10-seed play-in losing. That's the bottom line.
Right.
Does it, like Rusty likes to say, butts in seats? Does it put butts in seats? Yes, because there's a Georgia massive. Who would have thought that both the Falcons would use their first round and the Hawks would use their first round pick for the former University of Georgia? It's like they just discovered 316. Welcome to the party, everybody. But I think it's great, and let's monopolize. Butts in seats is kind of important.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the Hawks are very fortunate that they do really well with attendance anyway. And we credit our buddy Andrew and Steve Coonan and those guys. It's a great product, but... But, like, Sandra, I know that you are going to want to see how much weight Risa Shea put on. He's a number one pick. You're going to want to see, is Porzingis healthy? He is a unicorn-type player. You're going to want to see Jalen Johnson.
And I would say to the Hawks, make somebody like me interested by winning.
Yeah.
It's going to be real easy. It's going
to
be real easy.
It's like I used to say to sports talk guys, like, dude, can you be entertaining and talk about food or movies or culture or business or your kids or whatever? Because the sports fan are already a sports fan.
They already know the scores by the time they turn on.
Well, they're already going to listen to you.
100%. Well,
so what you want is the borderline folks that are like, I care a little.
Yeah.
So now it's like, I care a little about the Hawks. You already have the basketball fans.
Yeah.
They already care about the Hawks. Can you get the sports fan?
Get me to really be
to
like, did
money,
you see the Hawks?
To spend money
That's
on
right.
a ticket.
That's right.
Jalen Johnson, Risa Shea, Dyson Daniels, Porzingis, Trey Young, Asa Newell. Yes, I'm in. 9:35. Let's talk movies. The F1 movie's out. Jason Evans is going to talk about it. He's coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Night 40 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Steak and Sandy coming your way on a Thursday morning. Thanks so much for being with us. Get the Odyssey app. Listen absolutely everywhere. Listen everywhere, all over town, all over the world. Although you can't listen in Europe. I just found that out. So I will not be when I am overseas. I'll be in Italy for a good friend's birthday party, and I'll be visiting my daughter in Barcelona. I will not be listening to this said program. But everywhere else, that can happen. So make sure you get the Odyssey app.
I do want to mention quickly, and I hope Mike Conti isn't listening because I don't want to trigger him, but Atlanta United went out and they lose in Columbus 3-1, okay? And it looked like a real sad, sad night on the pitch, if you will.
I can't.
So Mike Conti starts tweeting. In their last 50 road competitions, Atlanta United has 8 wins. Next tweet. 8 draws, 24 losses. In their last 100 competitions, Atlanta United has 29 wins. Next tweet. Atlanta United has been outscored 9-0 in their last 225 minutes. This is before they obviously scored one goal. So,
good for Mike Conti, which also proves there's nobody that is more passionate about Atlanta United than Mike that's been around. And is the best voice of any team in MLS. But I mean, Joe, the numbers are the numbers, and Arthur Blank needs to look at those numbers and ask himself, where is this organization going from the days that we were the class of the MLS? It's certainly one of the top four or five franchises.
100%. And you can't argue with the, you know, Mike is just putting out the numbers, the reality of the situation. And I also posted on Twitter last night, I just put a little video out there, just like, it's depressing because that game was over by the 30th minute. Like you can't even get yourself into the game as a fan. You can't even get excited about it. And it's just a shame. I even wonder if, you know, the leaders at the club even watching what that product that's being put out there right now.
Well, you know, Arthur Blank is very clear about his commitment to Atlanta United. When you know, folks in the league 15, 20 years ago would use it as their redheaded stepsister to, you know, like their NFL team, like New England, the Revolution, where they played in that, you know, god-awful, like, minor league situation, I think playing in the football stadium, everything else, and other owners kind of made it their, you know, lesser than. Arthur's like, no, this is as important as the Falcons. Like, we are dead serious. We're going to draw like the Falcons. We're going to do all that. And, you know, him and his son Josh have to be looking at this and saying, we let you spend the money in the offseason. We gave you free rein. We said this is not okay. And it's not any different.
And the thing is, you can't fault them for a lack of resources that have been put into the team. In fact, the MLS salary guide just came out yesterday. Actually, this gets released twice a year, that basically says, you know, what all the players are making. And Miguel Almiron, for example, the new signing, he's the third highest player in MLS. Only Lorenzo Insigne and, of course, Lionel Messi make more than him. And he has provided one assist this year. I don't know how many goals he has, but I think it's maybe two goals and one assist, something like that.
Just, so they have the highest payroll in MLS.
Third highest. They third have the highest. Third over, okay. Overall
okay.
Highest payroll in
and
MLS.
And Darren Eales walked out of the building and something happened. To go from this championship, it was the hottest ticket in town.
Yep.
Five Stripes had taken over this city. They really had. The gear when you walk in a Target or Dick's was front. So it is a 180 degree in the wrong direction since then. And they've got to fix this state because...
If Mike Conte felt like he had to put that out there, then that tells you a lot.
Yeah, I agree.
That tells you a lot because he tries really hard to be as positive as possible.
The thing is, you know, the president that they replaced Darren with, Garth Lagerwey, he has an amazing track record in MLS of having been to the playoffs every single year with the Seattle Sounders, having won MLS Cups, and it has not
translated.
As
the number two guy, though, right?
Yeah, right. As essentially the GM versus being the overall president.
Yeah, so, like, Garth has to, you know,
I would say, again, it's not working.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just not working.
Good timing for our next guest, who not only is one of the premier movie guys that you're ever going to hear, but he's also the number one Duke basketball podcast in America, Jason Evans, joining us. Good morning, Jason.
Hey, buddy. Yeah, hitting two of my hot spots today.
A good night for Duke basketball. Let's talk about the draft really quick. I just said Cooper Flagg, get ready, will be one of the biggest stars in the world. And my God, did he end up in the right place where he has a perfect situation of not having the pressure that other number ones would have playing next to Anthony Davis and Kyrie.
Yeah, you know, usually the number one pick is going to be on a team where you go, okay, do everything.
Right.
And here he is. He's with two other former number one picks. I mean, it's a great situation.
Yeah. Also talk about the other guys that were taken. Con Knupple at four. And then, of course, with the guy the Hawks wanted, but everybody wanted him, Kaman Mulach. Did I get it?
All right, I'll pronounce it for you. So you got both of them wrong, buddy. I love you. It's Con Knipple. Yes, it sounds like a part on the body. Con Knipple.
Yeah.
In Charlotte. Charlotte, by the way, if you look at that team's draft history, they've done nothing but draft poorly for decades and decades. I think one of the great Charlotte facts is, do you know that Charlotte originally drafted Kobe Bryant and Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, and neither player even took a photo in a Charlotte uniform before they traded them? That's how bad Charlotte is at drafting. I hope they've got it right with Knipple, because he's a great kid, and he's a hard worker. But this is just a terrible franchise.
And
then Kaman Malawach, I think, is going to be – I don't know how he lasts to number 10.
Love that kid. I know the Hawks loved him. That was their Hawks. I mean, they wouldn't have done anything, but nobody was going to let the Hawks get to 10 to get him, or 9 or 8 or whatever.
He is, first of all, he's an incredible presence in the locker room. Like, he's just hysterical. There are tons of videos of him cracking his teammates up and being a good teammate. He's only been playing basketball for like 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
For him to be as good as he is.
He ends up in Phoenix, correct?
That's correct, yeah. And actually, in a crazy sort of twist of fate, Phoenix made a trade where they picked up Mark Williams from the Charlotte Hornets. Mark Williams, another former Dukie. So now they're going to have two Duke big men as their dueling centers there in Phoenix.
All right, let's talk about one of the biggest film openings in a while. Have you seen the F1 movie yet?
Yeah, and I will tell you, my son had a great assessment of this movie. I went and saw it with him about a week and a half ago. It is more an experience than it is a movie. It's almost like being on a Six Flags or Disney ride. You feel like you are right in these cars. It is just incredible photography, incredible use of sound. I was blown away. But it's not, the story's super predictable. There's nothing in it that really is going to surprise you. It's fine. The story keeps your attention long enough for you to get to the next scene in the cars, but you're really there for the cars. You're there to experience F1 in a way that I don't think I've ever imagined was possible.
Yeah,
Jason, what is your website? And by the way, Jason Evans, he does this. He goes deep dives into movies. He's really, really
good.
He's
a film critic.
Yeah.
He's a journalist.
Journalist?
Yeah.
Real quick, my website is FlixChat, and I also have a podcast called Movie Joust,
okay.
Which a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun on that one, talking about movies and what's right and what's wrong with them.
My son saw a special screening of the F1 the other night at Atlantic Station at the IMAX theater and said it was the loudest experience of his life. Like, literally, those cars, he was just like... I said, well, dude, you saw it in the right theater if you're going to go to the F1 movie.
And Jason, this soundtrack is getting almost a higher billing than the movie, the music in this thing.
Well, that's because this movie is Apple's big bet on blockbusters.
Oh.
Apple has been making movies for several years now, and they decided to get into the let's make a ton of money off this movie kind of game. And they've bet $300 million. On this F1 movie. Now, I don't think they're going to make that money back, but Apple, Apple can piss away a couple $100 million and not care. It doesn't really matter to them. But this is a huge bet by Apple, and every penny of that $300 million you will see on the screen.
I was going to say, so what makes a movie, because, you figure they do fine, except when you got to make back $300 million. Why is this such incredibly expensive filmmaking?
I think the things that they do in terms of where they put the cameras, in terms of the amount of crew that it takes, the amount of work that it takes to make it and make it safely. I mean, Brad Pitt and Damson Idris, the co-star, these guys are actually in those cars. This isn't body doubles. This isn't visual effects. They're in those cars driving them around. And it just looks amazing. And that's just super expensive to get done in the right way. And, Apple, I guess, didn't mind footing the bill. I think most other studios probably wouldn't have foot the bill because the movie's not going to make the $600, $700 million that it needs to make back its budget.
All right, let's talk about...
Let me just say something. And I know you guys are fancy film critics and all that stuff. I can't wait to go see Brad Pitt in this athlete/badass role. And the women that are going to flock to this thing... Jason.
Do you still think he has that juice, Sandy?
My God. I just watched him on this podcast, and I just found him. He's just so sexy. Sorry. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
I want to tell you something. I'm a straight male. I've been happily married for 34 years. I don't look at other guys.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah,
exactly. Right. Brad Pitt kind of does it for me. I'm telling you.
He's a handsome man.
So good in this movie.
There's
a scene... There's a scene early on where he's just kind of driving this beat-up pickup truck that he has, and it's just like him sitting there driving, and the camera's in tight on him. And I said to myself, I was like, that's the most beautiful man on the planet.
That's good stuff. Jason Evans joining us talking films. Let's talk about some of the things that are happening. Big swing and miss. Elio, the Disney Pixar, getting good reviews, but how'd it do in the box office?
No, it did terrible in the box office. It's the worst. It's probably going to end up being the worst performing Pixar film ever. I will tell you something about I'll tell you something about Pixar, which is that Pixar had this reputation as, you know, the studio that could never miss, the studio that made nothing but incredible films that appealed to both adults and children. We could go through the list. There are a dozen Pixar films that are among the top 20 animated films of all time.
Yeah.
But the people who made those movies, the people who made WALL-E and Up and Toy Story and Finding Nemo and on and on and on and The Incredibles, you name it, those people aren't at Pixar anymore. Or if they're at Pixar, they're not making movies. They're now executives. Mm-hmm. And as a result, the folks who are currently in charge just aren't as good. They aren't as creative. They're not making movies that are interesting. They're not making movies that appeal to adults and kids.
Yeah, that's a
Elio is a kid's movie.
All right, we got to move.
Yeah, sorry.
Talk about Jurassic Park. You haven't seen it yet. What's the buzz on it?
The buzz is actually pretty good on this film. But I think the past three Jurassic World, whatever, films have been very mediocre. This one, there's some talk that this one could be a lot better. They got David Koepp to do the script. He is one of the top screenwriters in Hollywood. He has made a bunch of the best Hollywood franchise movies of all time. And he hasn't written a Jurassic Park film in like more than 20 plus years. He wrote a couple of them early on, but it's been a long time. And they brought him back for it. They have a guy named Gareth Edwards is directing, and he's got a pretty good track record as well.
What's the plot? Scarlett Johansson's in his own. What's it called and what's the plot?
Yeah, so the plot really quick is that the dinosaurs are no longer all over the planet. They're just on a couple sort of tropical islands. But Scarlett Johansson and this crew of sort of not mercenaries, but, you know, agents have to go to the island to get like DNA so they can make drugs to help mankind. Wow. And they encounter mutated dinosaurs. There is a 6-limbed Tyrannosaurus Rex in this movie.
All right. What's the surprise hit of the summer?
Oh my gosh. I don't know. I think Superman's going to be huge. I think Superman's going to be, it's not going to be a surprise. I think Superman's going to be a monster because James Gunn is a genius filmmaker when it comes to comic book movies. And he's going to really.
Mission Impossible. How's it doing?
It's fine. I mean, F1. It's fun to watch. The stunts and the camera work and things like that are great, but the story is really all over the place.
It's no Lilo and Stitch, is what he's saying. Lilo and Stitch was the moneymaker. Good for them. Did you see? I'm sure you did.
I did. And I am not in favor of these live action remakes of animated films. I think it is, you know, creatively bankrupt, but I kind of enjoyed Lilo and Stitch.
And How to Train Your Dragon, same thing there. They went live action, right?
Yeah, and that one's not even close to as good as Lilo and Stitch.
All right, so there you go.
So good, Jason.
F1, Jurassic, and Superman, all big blockbuster type stuff. Don't be a stranger, buddy. Thank you.
I'll come back. We'll talk Superman. It'll be fun.
All right, thank you. Jason Evans, always good stuff. Top of the hour, 10 o'clock coming up. Braves need to win today. Also, the ugly incident that had Major League Baseball and everybody else talking. Sports Radio 92.9.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
It's very warm outside, even for us Atlantans. I went to play pickle the other day, which is normal. I go to Hammond Park, and normally it's packed at 4 or 5 o'clock. Even the Atlantans are scurrying away from 4 o'clock physical activity, right? So
I don't know that there is a good time, because even, what, are you got to go at like 5 or 6 in the morning?
I was going to say, yeah, the morning would be, I mean, 7 or 8 a.m., you're okay. Bobby is on doing cross country. They run it like, I dropped him this morning. It's 7:30, right? So that's probably the best time to run 3 or 4 miles if you're going to do it. But yeah.
Is he liking that cross country?
What is there to like about that? It's kind of like we said, you need another sport. You know, you need something to keep
you active.
So did
you draw it out of a hat? Like, why did you decide? I mean, let's torture our son. Let's see if he can burst into flames on a track. I mean, all of those in play?
I was like, why would he like cross country? I'm sorry.
No one does.
For those runners out there. No. So he's playing soccer, and it's the most logical transition in terms of fitness to be running, right?
Yes.
He had epilepsy-ish when he was growing up. So, like, I don't remember, he had a couple of seizures.
Oh, my gosh. I forgot about
and
that.
And his doctor, when he was, like, 4 years old, was like, you can't play football because we don't know what this is, because we're worried about blows to the head. Also, they said he can't play football because he's Jewish. So there were two reasons. Because he's not going to be good.
And here's a class on buying a team.
Yeah.
There you go.
He could be an agent, but yes. So that was out of the mix, which would have been awesome, right? So it was kind of in his head that were, you know, blows to the head or whatever it is. So that ship kind of sailed. And yeah, it was like you have to do something else. I don't know. Like, sometimes your kids shock you because – 2 years ago, the thought of being able to tell your, like, you're going to wake up.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't run with me. Like, we go to Chastain and be, let's just sprint to that telephone pole. You know, we're doing a walk. I was like, I dragged the family. I don't know what it was. They'd be like, we're all going to go for a walk and get coffee or whatever. He'd be like, dude, I ain't running. You can do that, Dad. I ain't doing that. Like, that sounds horrible, right? But, like, somehow, if you just say it, like, oh, yeah, you're doing cross country now. Anyway, so what do you guys want to do for, you want to go to that Sunnyside Pizzeria and say, like, you just drop it in where it's not a debate.
Sure.
Where it's just like, this is happening. And then you look around and waiting for, like, and it's like, okay. And then it's like, yeah, it's like his workouts when they were like at 6:30. Like, I'm like, oh, my kid's never going to do 6:30 workouts. But you just say, you just cross your fingers. And then there's other things where, you know, they're fighting you tooth and nail on. So I don't know, but to your
point. There was never a point of travel baseball for Bobby?
Dude, his baseball game was just, yeah, I mean, he quit baseball because he wasn't good at
it. Okay, fair enough.
And he begged to quit it, and I said, well, you're going to have to focus on something else. Mm-hmm. So, like, the formative years of, like, 7 to 10, it wasn't happening, or 11. And then, remember, I think we did a show and tried to let him quit. He wants to, And then, you know, it's like, well, you got to pick up another sport. So now he's playing travel soccer around the clock, and that's fine. But we needed something else, and better him running around some, you know, it's like over Northside Parkway. There's a, you know, great trail there, whatever. I'll tell you this. I won't want to be waking my ass up in the middle of summer at 7 a.m. going running.
No, ma'am.
But somehow, you know, you just cross your fingers. You go, I think he's actually going to do this. Damn. So
when I tell you I'm staying up in Sandy Springs at a hotel, and I woke up yesterday morning, I've been staying there 2 nights. Travel baseball is in that hotel, like 200 guys. They look to be 15 to 18.
Yeah.
With their parents. There must be 7 teams staying there. And what is going on with the Uber Eats and DoorDash at approximately, I was leaving for the Fox the other night around 6.
Yeah.
It was lined up as if it was a VIP red carpet. And I was like, what's going on? Paparazzi? No, they're all lined up waiting on that food.
Yeah.
Let me tell you this little thing, because I was wondering with the parents. This is something is foreign to me, so I raised my hand. this young man is out there and he's waiting. And I go, hey, what'd you just get? He gets his bag. It's a pretty big bag. We got some pizza. We got some cinnamon rolls, salad, Cokes, cookies, side of this. Blah, 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 blah. And I go, can I bother you to ask how much that is? I said, I'm really just curious. He goes, I think it was $100. So each one of these kids had some, there was not a parent to be seen, but there were parents in the hotel. So is this something that is just happening? Obviously, there's not a restaurant in the hotel, so I get that. You got to eat. But do you realize what's going on with this door? I'm so late to the party.
So when we go to travel tournaments, we will usually go dine out with a couple of, sometimes a team, sometimes a couple parents. I can't even fathom having my kids line up and just get the app and order DoorDash. Well,
and 100,
no restaurants around.
It depends when the game lands, though, also. Yeah. Sometimes if the game lands late, then you got the Hilton Garden Inn lobby where mommy's got the paper cup drinking the wine, and then they do the big pizza
order. Maybe she
order.
Can't drive anywhere anymore. That's true.
Yeah. Or the parents are going out to a bar next door, and the kids want to be at the pool outside. So a lot of it is a pool thing.
Sure.
So, you know, it's not that much cheaper to eat at a restaurant.
But I pivot because I believe, and I've heard my friends with kids, and you have said, Bobby's getting Chick-fil-A on DoorDash. Bobby's getting. Do you realize how much that $10 sandwich becomes?
To a degree, yes. Some are more
I don't think y'all
want
to know, which I don't blame you, but I just thought that's the business to be in.
Well, then I'd have to drive home. It's not because mom and dad are out, you know, gallivanting. Like, she's working, she's a full time.
Yeah.
I'm filming last night. The kids, like, oh, yeah, there is like eating at home. I totally get it. Like, the amount of money that you do by not cooking. Then there are these moms that just literally throw stuff together in 12 minutes, or dare I say, teach your kids to fend for themselves. You want to talk about what wears you down? Like, I just told you I got the pass on the cross country, the workouts. But then the wear down factor, just make us in the fridge. We don't have anything. It's like, we just went to Trader Joe's. We spent $200. Of course we have it. Like, that should last us like at least a few meals. But then they just beat you down. If I told you how many Zaxby's and Chick-fil-A's I get hammered on. Then
can we do that during the summer? Not to call you out, but I do think that is a thing of these kids with the app. Because to them, that's not real money. It's on an app, boom, I hit a button, and then mommy and daddy are going to see the bill in a month, and
they absolutely have to clear it. That is not, it's not like in college.
So what does that mean? And I'm not trying to be on the defensive.
It means I'm going to get
so
a call
dad,
to say, can
I get
can
a Chick-fil-A
yes.
on DoorDash, and it's going to be $27.
Yeah, but it's not going to be that. I mean, Chick-fil-A delivers directly, it's probably $16, right? For the convenience of you not having to schlep home, Chick-fil-A is going to come to the house. If you're at the store, it's $11.50, so it's probably a $4 or $5 service charge, all in between tip and everything else. So, listen, the young people look at that stuff now. You know, forget about like his age. When you see what 20-year-olds spend on those delivery apps, just the mindset of that's the luxury they want. I was just looking at Uber Eats, what they're advertising. Uber Eats is advertising at the highest level, like Super Bowl commercial stuff.
Yeah.
Like the
my driver the other night says, he said, I usually don't drive Uber. I'm doing Uber Eats full time because you'd make three times the money.
Really?
Three times the money.
Because people just
and not
tip
only,
better?
That's what he said. He said, okay, because you're getting food and now you tip better. So as opposed
that's
to just driving. So, yeah.
Yeah. How often does somebody see the tip thing come up on Uber Eats and go backwards? Like, no, you don't get 15, 20. Like, hey, you're a hero at 18%. And I'm like, okay, I'll be the hero.
And we're so trained because it's food.
Right.
And so.
Right, you're trained.
Yeah.
That's very interesting. So he's going to do way better
three
there.
Three times. He said, I make three times the money for working the same amount of hours at Uber Eats. So there you go. Sorry. And these kids are having the time of their lives, by the
way. Well, travel baseball.
Like, they're playing cards out in the lobby, and everybody's they got a little music on.
Well, Atlanta, you know, we're the hotbed, right? You understand the Lake Point, they're coming from. So all my buddies who live in Jersey or New York or whatever, they all know Atlanta.
There was a Baltimore team. There was a South Carolina team.
Yeah, no, they all. We have way between East Cobb and Lake Point and all the fields that we have.
Yeah.
We do it better than anybody. Speaking of, the baseball circuit, Braves will finally come home. I don't know. Listen, should we make too much of winning 3 out of 4? I mean, it's a big game tonight for sure. You could kind of see.
Well, you've
last
got
night
too much
coming.
Ground to make up. You're 9.5 back out of first. The Phillies have lost 2 to Houston, so they're a half game back of the Mets as they roll into town. But it feels like a wash with you when you can take you know, you've swept them in three, and now if you have a chance to take three or four, at least you can make up a little bit of ground.
I mean, it's a 3-3 road trip so far. So, like I said, like this is a hell of a hole you put yourself in. So unless, and I know you started to say we were getting on one of those runs, right? Mine was you got to win 11
of
13.
When you win 9 of 12, that's the same math. You know, so, but now you're 9 of 14. 9 of 13.
9-3 is good. That's not, I'm talking about 10 of 11. I'm talking about 14 of 16. 9-3 is fine, but you also now have lost 2 in Florida, 1 there. And, you know, listen, it's just, as I said, you know, you're 5 games under 500. You got to get to 500 and then take a deep breath and see if we can make a run. But until you get to 500, who cares how many games out of the wild card? Who cares how many games out of the division? Like, you have got to get to 500, and now you got the Mets and Phillies. Obviously, the Phillies, another great rival. So did the Mets all of a sudden get right yesterday with Juan Soto going yard twice?
No, they faced a 19-year-old pitcher that was making his second start, and he got into trouble. So, I mean,
yeah, my
we got
point
some
is,
pitching issues.
Well, it doesn't help with Chris Sale. Granholm's going tonight.
Granholm's going tonight, but if you're looking ahead to the Phillies, and it's 3 night games, by the way, if you're heading down there to see Bo and company at Braves.
So Sunday night,
we got Bryce Elder, we got Schwellenbach, and you got Strider. That's your 3.
Are we the Sunday night game? Is that why you
Please.
Said that?
No, I'm sorry. It's 1:35. My
okay,
bad. Ranger Suarez and Spencer Strider. So I misspoke.
It's okay.
I'm so apologized.
Well, everyone. I mean, like, this is.
I apologize to everyone on Uber Eats.
Yeah.
Listening.
I'm just, we have a responsibility as journalists. Journalists! Yeah, Minnesota Detroit is the Sunday night game. Did anybody ever believe that the Detroit Tigers have the best record in baseball? Did anybody even know that?
Negative.
Like, I don't even know anybody on the time. Maybe I should be studying more, right? Maybe I should be watching.
Yeah, break down the American League stake.
American League Central.
Central. Yeah.
No, I'm watching
Your
that show, time. The Better Sister. So
it's good, isn't it?
Very entertaining.
Yes, good. Highly recommend.
I can't watch sports when like the Better Sister's on, right?
Right.
You know,
sure not watching the Tigers.
Well, you thought the draft last night was kind of boring too, right?
Major boring.
Right?
Sorry.
Yeah. No, there wasn't. Yeah, the NBA draft, it just doesn't have the juice that college football. College basketball doesn't have the juice of college football. And therefore, the draft doesn't translate. Like
I was having an issue with A, their hairstyles, and then they try to put the hat on. But when the NBA, when Shams comes on and tells you breaking news, we got a trade.
You got to save this for Belly Up?
Oh, I thought we were going to play it now. Okay, yeah, we'll put it in Belly Up.
I mean, like, what's the point of us having conversations in the break, and then you're ready to throw something out there?
Sorry. Yes, chef.
You go totally rogue.
Yes, chef. Listen, I didn't actually. I'm talking to Bo and Joe, and they're my people in the back. But you do what you do.
Right.
You.
I don't know if you
I'm
see
call
the,
Uber Eats.
Do you see the moniker? You see the moniker? It says Steakhouse.
I see. Honey.
You see, it's lit up there.
Yes, chef. I'll know my role. I'll shut my
mouth. Spending all this time talking to some 15-year-old. I'm trying to do a show here. We'll come back, and we will tell you about the most annoying thing. Sandra did bring it up. I'll give her props. And then Van Pelt brought it up, and we'll talk about that. Also, why the Atlanta Hawks had a fabulous evening. If you hadn't heard me an hour ago tell you, I'll do it again. Sports Radio 929. I dare you to talk some basketball. I dare you. Daresville, Adaria. Steak and Sandra. We'll do a Belly Up coming up in a little bit. 404-726-0929 if you want to get aboard. I mean, like, okay, the national pundits say you got damaged goods. I kind of like what I think Joe said it earlier. He didn't have a patella. He didn't have an Achilles. He didn't have an ACL. He had a virus in the playoffs. He had like long COVID or nasty virus that couldn't shake. So he only could play a few minutes year before. I mean, it's bumps and bruises. I'm not going.
It's 148 games he missed out of 400.
Stop
so
it.
I think you at least got to tip the hat of saying, well, that's interesting. He was available 400 games since 2020.
Uh-huh.
And he missed 148 games.
Okay. So
that's a thing.
Sounds
that's
to
not
me
a long
like he
COVID.
Played.
When did COVID begin?
You know what I said?
Wow.
My buddies were taunting me. about like, he's got long COVID. He'll never play.
No, it should be called longest COVID.
I go, you know who has long COVID? You know who has long COVID? The Atlanta Hawks, right? 60 years. They like that. I actually got the ha-has from like
funny.
Five guys. My point is that's long COVID. Like that's they have to take the chance is my point. They have to take a chance.
I agree.
You know, it's like this guy brought, listen, people in Boston are not talking about he was injured. They're talking about he was awesome.
Yeah,
when
you
he
didn't
was there.
Trade Trae Young for Porzingis.
Right.
You didn't give up any.
Thank
I totally
you.
Agree with you. You didn't
like,
give
you,
up
you
anything.
Gave up Georges Niang and Terrence Mann, who put the journey in journeyman.
Journeyman.
Let's try that again. You gave up Georges Niang and Terrence Mann, which those two put the journey in journeyman.
Journeyman.
Yes.
That was way better.
So, like, what are you not going to take a chance on a guy who scored? I think he scored 25 a game in Washington. It was 19 a game for Boston. Everybody in Boston's like, it was a great pickup. Okay. They're not like he didn't play for us. He helped them win a title. And he could help us get to the Eastern Finals if, like, things keep moving in the right direction. Like, with Reese Shea and Dyson and Trey and Okongwu. And, oh, yeah, Jalen Johnson. Right? You want a big three and four? Jalen, Trey, Porzingis, Reese Shea. I'm just saying, you got a shot. Last night, you go back 10 picks. You take Asa Newell out of Georgia. As Sandy said, pretty amazing. Two number ones, both Falcons and Hawks out of Georgia. I don't remember what cut I said we were going to run, but.
Cut two?
Oh, yeah. Ansi, how did we say?
Soleil.
Ansa Soleil.
Like the sun, Soleil.
Difficult decision when you go back 10 spots.
To get the next year's number one where it's unprotected.
Okay.
That's thick.
Do you understand that Milwaukee is not contending for a title anymore? That's one of the picks.
Who can we down with their Achilles?
Dame Lillard.
There you go.
So he's out. And I think they're trading Giannis.
They are.
I think they are. Even they're saying... He's not on the block. Of course he is. So they could be the worst team in the East if they don't have Dame Lillard and Giannis and they have a bunch of draft picks. We get their pick. Or, your pick's going to be too high. We'll go to the New Orleans Pelicans, who C.J. McCollum is gone. They may trade Zion. Last night, they were in love with Derek Queen from Maryland. But, I mean, have you seen the Western Conference? They're going to be bad. And we get their pick. We get the worst pick of Milwaukee and New Orleans. So the New Orleans Pelicans, who are not contending for anything, may have a top 3, 4, 5 pick next year that they don't even have because they traded to the Hawks to get the 13th pick, which was Derek
When you
Queen.
Say worst pick, you mean the higher pick?
Yeah, the higher pick.
Okay.
Yeah, gotcha. whoever's picking higher, we get their pick, Milwaukee or New Orleans. So – okay, we looked at Asa Newell at 13 anyway. So if Derek Queen is is king of the world, pun intended, like, okay, they made a gamble. But that was a hell of a gamble, man. Like, you're gambling that you're not going to be the top pick next year, that you're not going to be a top 3 or 4 pick. Do you know what Oklahoma City did? They got nine or ten more number ones. I mean, they stockpiled ones. That's what we're doing. We're stockpiling ones, and we're adding talent. And it's like Sandra said, we're getting better, right? We're getting better.
You're better this morning than you were when you failed to even get into the 10th seed and play in and play out. And so stupid.
We were the 8th. I think we were the 8, and we didn't even get out of that. Here's Asa Newell, our pick last night. He's excited to play with Trae Young.
Imagine, really, he's from here, 10 years in Athens, played at Georgia. Kyle Korver was his favorite player, has the jersey, been a Hawks fan for years. I mean, it's pretty sweet.
Yeah, I love him last year. He was so far their best player. Mm-hmm. Problem with him, he would have gone much higher. He's a 6'9 guy with his back to the basket a lot this year. He had a great jump hook. Three-point shooting is questionable. Block shots, but at 6'9", you're not blocking a lot of shots in the NBA. So, I mean, otherwise he would have gone higher. He's just worried about that he's an in-between size, a 4 and a 5. He can't really play the 5. Here's Asa Newell from last night after he was drafted.
So I had the NBA draft on the TV while the Braves are on, so it was a little background noise, but I would look for the pick. So if you're watching and they start, Sham Shamalama comes on and announces multiple trades coming in. Memphis was the first, then Atlanta. But the NBA has a rule that they don't approve those trades. Like, that can't be official till the NBA signs off on them. So they have to say, with the fifth pick, the other team, the Atlanta has Derek Queen, and there's the hat. And I was like, this is the dumbest thing ever, because remember when Luka had the Hawks hat, still hurts to this day. So this is Scott Van Pelt. I think he feels like we all do.
I'm going to scream about the hat situation. It's not any, the league's too smart to have the moment that they've waited their whole life for be a picture in the wrong hat. It just doesn't make sense. I don't know why they can't fix it.
I agree. This notion, I love too when they go, the Pelicans are picking at 23 last night. So I thought I got confused because, like, the Hawks are picking at 22 right now. Well, they really weren't, because we traded that pick the day before, but the Hawks logo's up. Then the next pick is the Pelicans logo's up. And it's like, now the Pelicans are picking. And I'm like, no, but that's the Hawks that are picking, which is what it was. But the Pelicans drafted Asa Newell, but it wasn't, because we drafted him. So I couldn't agree
the
more.
The NBA is too smart to let this
you're
happen.
You're a multi-billion dollar operation. Figure out how to put him in the right hat and just get through the logistics.
You're going to see this headline a lot. Ketel Marte plays for the Arizona Diamondbacks. The Diamondbacks were playing in Chicago, playing the White Sox on Tuesday night. The manager is Tori Lavullo. Ketel got to Arizona in 2017. In 2017, Ketel's mother died in a tragic car accident in the Dominican Republic. So Tori and Ketel are super tight. It's more like a father-son. It's much, much more than manager-player. Tuesday night, while Ketel's at bat, one of the White Sox fans that was fairly close, it looked like he could literally see him right behind the home plate, is shouting, and we still don't know what he said, something about his mother and the death, okay? So much so that after the inning is over, he's at the plate, he goes back in the field, and he starts to cry on the field, okay? It's that bad. This is his manager after talking about exactly what happened.
It was a terrible moment. Fans are nasty, and fans go too far sometimes. And I love my players, and I'm going to protect them.
He began to cry in the post-game interview. And it turns out, if you can see the video, because Tori is literally MFing that fan. He got him thrown out. Major League Baseball, in a swift punishment, banned from every Major League Baseball stadium in the country for fan and bad behavior.
Yeah, banned for life is what MLB is saying.
Every stadium, not just the White Sox.
I would imagine he's a season ticket holder if he's got tickets that good as well. Like, it's all over. It's ending right there. How bad is your life that is the way you show up at a ballpark? Like, just think about how miserable you have to be to just be saying, I'm going to just throw this out there. Like, you really are
horrendous.
A damaged
human being.
And karma
is really, really undefeated.
You're
so
a damaged
good luck
human
being.
Make sure you can handle your liquor when you go to the ballpark, especially when you're in a club scenario. He was probably, if I had to guess, somewhere that had, like, all-inclusive.
But, I mean, think about why.
Right.
It's like.
If that's in your DNA to come
words,
out of your mouth, in wine there's truth, by the way.
It's like I always say, like, if certain words are capable of coming out of your mouth, and you go, I'm not a racist, but that, you know, I was just in a bad place. Well, some people could never use those words, and some people, no matter how drunk they are, would never think to berate a player about a dead parent. Like, it just would not be part of it, right?
It would not surprise me one bit if this kid woke up the next morning and found himself unemployed.
Yeah, no doubt.
Those tickets were probably owned by his boss.
You're right.
Oh yeah, somebody knows.
Yeah.
I bet the name in Chicago, the name's probably already out there. Right?
Yeah, go read this article, though, and
we'll talk more about, like, what do you do in that situation if you're a fan and you see it happening. That's coming up. What didn't we get to?
One of our favorite comedians is hosting the
Essays. Oh, yeah.
Shane Gillis.
What was the number one skit on SNL almost ever in terms of social media? We'll play that guy. We'll talk more about this fan stuff. We'll do Three Strikes, Sports Radio 99.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
6-1 against the Mets sounds pretty good, Braves fans. Let's do that. This is our John Foy game of the night tonight in New York City. Grant Holmes on the mound for Atlanta, 7:15 will be your first pitch. And then the Braves begin three down at Truist over the weekend against those pesky old Phillies. Thanks so much to Wise Guys Pro Wash, who brings us your 10 o'clock hour. Call them up today. Go to wiseguysprowash.com. Sandra will get you $70 off.
So the Hawks have had a big couple of days. Now they'll get back to just getting ready for getting folks indoctrinated next year. Of course, we'll find out how high that number one goes. Milwaukee or New Orleans will get the higher pick. Hopefully they'll both lottery picks we get to choose from. Also, the Braves coming home, Falcons, you know, in this little bit of a down period until we will all be there, I'm sure, in Flowery Branch getting ready for things. We also have that huge week coming up in 2 weeks, which is combination of SEC Media Days and Major League Baseball All-Star Game. And the best news ever for Braves fan, Ronald Acuna, front and center on Monday night in the Home Run Derby.
I'm so excited. He made the live announcement with L. And L. Duncan, I just love. She is not afraid to be all in on Georgia teams. The Dogs, who the Braves, the Hawks, is so refreshing. I don't care that they don't like it up there. She just doesn't care. And she had Ronald announce it live. And he was super excited. And she did ask him about being the most hated Brave now. It's like enemy villain number one up there. And a big old smile came across his face. So good. So, in the words of Chipper, ha, ha, ha. Good. Make him hate you.
Hey, let me give you our three strikes, and then we can get to this couple of things we can get to in belly up. First one I'm thinking of, there's two three strikes, which is the first player you think of when, it's two thoughts on this one. First player you think of when you think of Home Run Derby, but instead I'm just going to do all home runs, nothing, little else. So what major leaguer do you think of when you think of all home runs and little else? So good chance they're a DH, ain't winning a batting title, ain't taking extra bases, ain't going to do much other than all home run and little else. There's a couple of guys you probably won't remember or know them. Well, Dave Kingman was the king, right? He batted like 180 and had like 30 homers. Jack Clark was like that, former Cardinal. There's a guy named Rob Deer on the Brewers. Look up Rob Deer. Joe, do me a favor. Look up Rob Deer's career batting average and look up Dave Kingman's career batting average, right? These are two guys that, I mean, and Jack Clark wasn't far behind, but look up those guys' career batting averages. I would argue that, like, all home run and little else is the definition of those guys, right? Which in this day and age, I guess, plays a little bit better. Back in the day, it was like, all right, so that's the first one. The amount of times restaurant delivery is at your home in a month. The amount of times that a restaurant is delivering to your house in a month. So that can be Uber Eats, be DoorDash, can be Domino's, could be Papa, could be Chick-fil-A delivers directly, right? Sometimes they just have a robot deliver it. They're not even that real person. They're just having those machines.
And by the way, if you are on 30A or Panama City Beach, Chick-fil-A now has mini boats. So if you hit it on the app and you tell them where you are in the water, they come deliver it. I retweeted it 2 days ago as Chick-fil-A was named once again the most efficient, best, most popular, all-around.
Yeah, highest score, right?
Yes, on fast foods.
And then the single best item at a July 4th barbecue. The single best item at a July 4th barbecue. All home run, little else. How many restaurant deliveries a month to your home, approximately? And the single best item at a July 4th barbecue. Are these guys lighting it up, those two guys, Rob Deer and Dave Kingman, or what?
Rob Deer comes in at a 220.
Lifetime average.
Lifetime batting average.
And that's a lot of years in the majors, right?
That is.
All right.
Just barely above the Mendoza line. And then Dave Kingman, a little bit better, 236.
Okay.
So, modern-day players.
How many career homers for Dave Kingman? I don't know if you have that also, but my God, that guy was a strikeout machine and one of the worst fielders ever.
442 career homers for Dave Kingman.
Holy smokes. How many for Rob Deer?
TBD.
Got him working hard over there. So all home run and little else. Ryan Klesko is a better hitter than that. Not a good fielder, though. But
Rob Deer had 230. So that's a stark difference between those two.
Yeah, but both those guys, that's a lot of home runs in the major leagues.
For sure.
All right, what do you got for our buddy news?
Yeah, ESPYs, which are July the 16th. I don't even know if anybody's watching the ESPYs. I don't even remember who hosted last year.
The most disappointing, all the promise in the world that has completely fallen flat.
Yeah. Well, they announced, ESPN does, that Shane Gillis, the comedian, will be the host. And he was on Saturday Night Live as one of the hosts. And Steak brought this up. It's so true. They did those mini commercials, the fake commercials.
Yeah.
The couple of beers is the new Ozempic.
I think it's the most viral video in the history of Saturday Night Live. Is that right?
Go for it.
Have a great day, gang.
You too, hon.
You wouldn't know it, but a few months ago, anxiety and depression were ruining my life. I was struggling at work.
Hey, you need something, bud?
I was struggling as a father.
Gah! Come on, Andrew, you can't be bad at school and sports.
And struggling as a husband.
I'm so upset because my mom's doctor thinks that we should move her into an assisted living place.
That's awesome. I was at a real low point. That's when I talked to my doctor about a couple of beers. A couple of beers is a revolutionary medicine that treats anxiety and depression fast. And within minutes of taking it, I'm back to my old self.
Andrew! I love you, buddy. You're the best in the whole world.
And my confidence is through the roof.
Y'all, go look at it. She tweeted it out because it's worth the laugh.
Are we playing the second part?
Do you want
that
a little more? Here we go.
What the hell?
The way it works is simple. A couple of beers quickly turns a cloudy, rainy day into a sunny one. It's that easy. Now I'm the me I want to be. And I'm not the only one who's noticed the change.
Cheryl's making me feel so bad for skipping her birthday trip, but it's like...
Hey. She's just jealous because you're so beautiful.
A couple of beers is a clinically proven treatment for conditions like boredom, depression, winter, museum, hangovers, affair, and moderate to severe Italian wife. And if you miss a dose of a couple of beers, don't worry. You won't. Brother, you will never miss a dose.
I like museum, Hangover. Affair museum.
It's
oh,
it's
dude,
so
that
clever.
No, nothing has ever gone. I mean, just be ready how edgy that will be at the ESPYs.
Yeah.
It's almost like, what did you think was going to happen with the Tom Brady roast? What do you think is going to happen with Shane Gillis, who probably reels it in a little bit for Lorne Michaels' sake on SNL? Don't expect that. He's part of that whole, what is it called?
Kill Tony.
What's that?
It's the Kill Tony show.
Yeah, it's the
it's
Kill
like
Tony.
It's the,
thank you.
It's,
yeah, Tony Hinchcliffe.
Irreverent. Yeah, Tony Hinchcliffe. Yeah.
Tony Hinchcliffe, who went to the Republican National Convention, and people thought he was going to make Donald Trump not elected, right? Because he just went without, was it the Puerto Rico joke or all that? Tony Hinchcliffe's in that. Shane Gillis is in that. Joe Rogan is in that, right? That crew. And Schultz is in that, right?
Basically, all the big comedians are kind of tied to that
right.
show right there.
Yeah, so... expect that from Shane and ESPN. Just know what you're getting, dude, because that is going to be edgy. All right, three strikes questions. All home runs, little else. Approximately how many restaurant deliveries and the single best item at a July 4th barbecue? 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. Museum. Concert. No, I was going to say classical music concert. I've been to all of them.
Depression.
Yeah.
Affair. Oh, y'all, it's funny. I just tweeted out at Sports Center if you want to watch the whole thing.
Couple of beers.
Yeah, Shane Gillis was on, I always refer to the smart list. It's one of the greatest. And he talks about his monologue bombed bigger than any SNL host.
Really,
in his
this
words,
past year?
He said, my monologue was the absolute worst. And they were, Will Arnett's like, yeah, it really did. It was terrible. So he was very
think
honest
about having
it.
To do the show, confidence-wise, come out, bomb the monologue, and then have to get yourself all geared up to do all like 10 skits.
What was really memorable from that monologue was seeing the facial expressions of the band members and stuff all behind him who were not laughing at his jokes
and
at
Shane
all.
And Shane Gillis stopped a couple times and he goes, okay, this is how it's going to go. Like he was on stage failing. Like you watched it. It was something. Yeah. I think he's very, go listen to that podcast.
He's
it
done
is
it
great.
Numerous times.
Yeah.
SNL. So 404-726-0929. Fill up the phone lines, if you will, because we got plenty of time to get your calls. I'll take every single one of y'all's. Kareem in Oxford, Georgia. How you doing, my man?
Steak, I'm in Atlanta, my boy, but it's always good to hear from you.
Are you excited about the Hawks are doing, or you don't really care?
No, I'm excited, man. I just hope Kristaps Porzingis can stay out the training room. That's all I'm hoping for.
I know. You know, what do they say about availability?
Mm-hmm. Hey, real quick, to get to your point, Miss Sandy, about the Chick-fil-A and whatnot, I was just down on 30A and we did took a boat over to Crab Island, man, and they had the floating Chick-fil-A
unbelievable.
Store going around on a jumbo.
Yeah, there you go.
That's freaking unbelievable.
By the way, 30A goers, you're going to be happy to know that they passed a law on Monday. There's no more private beaches. So all that hot garbage about, you have to be staying at Seaside, and they were trying to make those privatized, that was a fail, and it's wide open.
So you
so
can
good
park
for you.
Or walk and be
you
on
can
any
go
beach you
right
want.
On
so
any
does that
beach.
Mean you no longer
you
have the code?
You can't own the property. The beach is public property. You can't own. That's fine that your
feels
house
like
is on
feels like some
the,
snooty people got a comeuppance, right?
Yeah, have a dose and a big fat.
Yeah, and those idiots at Seaside, they had to do a curfew at 7 o'clock.
Not idiots at Seaside. How about drunk parents and those teenagers? Do you know what was going on there?
The ones who were acting out.
No, they should have had a curfew. They should have.
I'm not saying they should not have.
They should have. We're
going to
argue on that one because I can't
stand
it.
What are we arguing about? I didn't say anything. Okay. I'm saying it's embarrassing that it came to that. That you can.
I'm glad they did it because that place is out of control.
All right. All home runs and little else. Kareem, you there? Did we drop him by mistake? I think we probably did.
Sorry, Kareem. I went off on Chick-fil-A and the boats.
404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. Hey, Barry, all home runs and little else.
You'll have to remind me because I just called in, Steak. I'm so sorry.
Barry, this is not going to end well for you.
A,
Breakfast Barry.
30A. I know. I'm sorry.
The single best item at a July 4th barbecue.
Oh, my gosh. It's got to be just ribs done right that fall off the bone. That is my favorite.
Approximately how many restaurant deliveries a month to your home? How many restaurant deliveries
zero.
A month to your home?
No. Me personally, zero, because I'm a restaurant guy. So I like going. I like tipping the right people. I like doing that. Now, my daughter's friends, people just show up at my door. I'm like, who called who? This is crazy.
All right.
I cook. I'll cook for everybody.
All home runs and little else. Guy you think of that all they did was hit homers and little else.
You know, I always think of Hank Aaron because I don't. I love
oh,
Hank.
Oh, jeez. Barry.
Say Adam Dunn. Yeah, Adam Dunn.
Andrew and Buckhead. Andrew, all home runs and little else.
All right, so I started watching baseball in the early 2000s. So Barry Bonds for me because he was playing like first base at the time.
The single best item at a July 4th barbecue.
Baked beans are the most telling of how good you are at barbecue.
Approximately how many restaurant deliveries a month to your home? Approximately.
Probably four. Go to the restaurant, support the people.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate the
good
call.
Good stuff.
Define good stuff. Define what that is.
Barry recovered nicely, and you didn't. You let him stay. I think it was a big move for you. Yeah. It's a lot of growth.
My shrink would say you're making progress.
Yes, good job.
Joe and I doing buy or sell tomorrow, having some fun.
Good.
You have a great weekend.
Thank you so much.
I'll see you next Tuesday. Thanks for making the steakhouse part of your day. Bye.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.